You said part of the removal. Would that then have been part of the Trail of Tears?
Well, it was. It didn't all happen at once. The Cherokees came first in the early 1830s. The Chickasaws were the last to remove in 1837.
And they came out of?
Northern Mississippi, western Alabama. Their estate prior to the arrival of the Europeans went up to the Ohio River and back to the Appalachian Mountains and west of the Mississippi and about halfway to the Gulf from northern Mississippi. The Choctaws occupied south of there. There's a rich history in and of itself, the Chickasaws and the Choctaws. They wandered up from Mexico, really as one tribe, and two brothers, one called Chicasa and the other one called Chata. They split up to Mississippi over which way to go.
That's how we have
Chickasaw and Choctaw tribes. But they're very closely aligned. Their languages are very, very similar. A lot of their customs are very, very similar. And in fact, when the allotment came, you could either choose to be allotted as a Chickasaw or Choctaw, either one. The federal government treated them like one tribe at first, but the Chickasaws, they didn't swap land. They actually sold their land at public auction in Mississippi and came west with a sack full of money. Because they wanted a separate government, they bought the western portion of the Choctaw Nation and, again, established their own sovereign government.
Were the Chickasaws the only ones who sold their land? Others came penniless.
Yes, they actually swapped land
east
of the Mississippi for land in Indian Territory. In fact, the Treaty of Dancing Rabbit Creek that the Choctaws signed is how our line of title comes. They were given land west of the Mississippi as sovereigns, more than just land and fee simple. They controlled it. They owned it. Every aspect of it, land, water, air, minerals, they had sole sovereign control over that land. That's an issue today in the water rights issue between the state of Oklahoma and the Chickasaw and Choctaw Nations.
Right. Do you think the fact that the Chickasaws sold their land gave them a leg up to be one of the wealthiest tribes today?
Well, the Chickasaws, I think, have always been skilled traders and negotiators. One of the reasons we came last of the five tribes was just because the Chickasaws put off the removal by delay and negotiation until they were finally forced to move. But the selling of the land at public auction was part of the ploy, I think, to delay removal. So when they came to Indian Territory, they were settled with the Choctaws, as like I said, as one tribe in the federal view. But they wanted to reestablish their individual sovereignty. I think there is a heritage of shrewd business sense among the Chickasaws at large, certainly among some of those now, Governor Anna Tubby being an excellent example of that.
Right.